Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, Ricardo.
So here we are. It's an interesting situation because we are recording in advance, but we are well aware that the presidential election happened.
Right.
So we don't know the results. So probably people will be thinking about the election result. And here we are talking about the gospel. We do think that the gospel is more important than anything else. So I was suggesting to you that we should record a show in case one candidate wins or the other candidate wins. And maybe then you said maybe a third show in case that we don't know who wins.
Right.
That may be the situation also. So whomever won last night or whatever the situation is, we pray for it. We pray for this country, and then we will move graciously into the gospel. Whatever happened, we yes. pray that it will be the best for our country.
Yes. And a good gospel, and really kind of a deep and a challenging gospel too, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
For us today. So how about I read that and let's chat a little bit about it and see where it goes.
One more parable. It's the year of the parables. 23 mm-hmm. parables in Matthew's gospel. Parabola meaning in Greek, throwing something besides, which means to throw a parable, a story to reflect about a present reality. And this is one of the famous ones, I would say, and a very interesting one.
So Matthew's gospel.
Chapter 25, verses 1 to 13.
Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish and five were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, "Behold the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No. For there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour."
I think it's a great parable for many reasons, but one of the things we know about the parables is that they tease the mind a little bit, and they have different interpretations are possible. I think most scholars would recognize this.
Almost a little bit of a, some would say like a riddle.
Exactly, a mind twist. And I think this one, there's always an element of irony or fun when when the not so wise are being sent at midnight to go. I mean, I don't know if there were 7-Elevens in in Palestine in the first century. So you cannot just go sentence by sentence. But the idea here in the first reading this Sunday is about wisdom, no? Mm-hmm. It's about being wise. And I would hate to see this parable interpreted only. You don't know the day nor the hour about the time of death. And I think that's how it's been classically interpreted. And I think it's more than that. Probably the location of the parable so close to the end of the liturgical year has this intention. But I think here it's talking about life in general. We cannot miss opportunities. Jesus comes to our lives in specific situations, and we should be wise enough to recognize him and to be ready. I hope this stay awake is not just for the time of my demise as a human being, but hopefully it means that there are plenty of opportunities to find grace and Jesus in my life, and I have to be awake to recognize them.
So I appreciate what you're saying. I think there's a few different ways that the parable and the passage ends. And, you know, one way to look at it is you look at just those last words, you know, neither the day nor the hour, and focus into that. I think there's a little bit more, though, that's going on here. What stands out to me is just the imagery here of a wedding feast, of the bridegroom, often a connection to the end times. And we see that again later in the book of Revelation. There's something about that, but relationship, not only wisdom, but a relationship. There's one line that always stands out. And as I get older, it stands out as even more powerful. I don't know who you are. You know, amen, I say to you, the bridegroom says in reply, I do not know you. It's a very sobering and a very scary thought. However, also reassuring in terms of direction to say, it's about relationship. That's what our relationship with Jesus Christ is all about. It's a relationship with him. It's not a mathematical equation. It's not something where there's rewards or punishment, but it's just this relationship. So, and that begins right now at the presence, wherever we're at. So that's what always stands out for me in this.
There is something I call the children's test. And it's, imagine that you would read this gospel to a child. And probably children have the ability to go to the simplest problems in the scripture. And they would tell you, oh, Jesus always tells us to share. How come here there are some of out of the 10 virgins, 5 who took their lamps, 5 were so 50% of them were prepared and wise.
Right.
A child would probably ask you, but aren't they supposed to share? And my answer would be that there are things in this life that you cannot share. I mean, I can tell you about my passion. I can tell you about my faith. I can tell you about things that I cannot give you. I've always thought that there is something about this as well. Not undermining what you said, I do agree. So putting these two things together, Jesus will recognize us if we are wise people in the sense that we've all these things that we cannot share are part of our reality, no?
Mm-hmm. I'd say I see a little bit of a connection to next week, to what follows after this. It's a parable, which we'll talk about next week, of the talents. And again, that connection to what are the gifts that are given to us here in this world, in this lifetime, in terms of wisdom, in terms of relationships, but in terms of the ability to follow God, to follow Jesus Christ, and how do we use that? So I see this almost leads very much so into the very powerful image of the parable of the talents that's going to come next week.
I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. Now I want to know what you think about this. You know, it's a philosophical discussion. Do you believe in the goodness and the wisdom of human beings?
Generally, yes.
Jesus here is telling us 50% are 50% are wise and 50% are not. Would you agree with that percentage?
I don't know about that percentage. I wouldn't, because it's hard to put it in terms of numbers, but it's a pretty good question. What about you?
Despite what it may look like sometimes, I'm a very optimistic about human beings, and I would hope that I know more wise people than unwise people. But I think what happens with human nature is that we are designed in such a way that we are easily distracted. We can have this great ability to deceive ourselves, that we have this ability to follow the wrong path very easily. We have this tendency not to do the right thing sometimes, but I would hope to think that it's more than 50%. I don't know if Jesus would be thinking in percentages, but it's interesting to see. Half of them were ready, half of them were not.
Exactly. I think, yeah, some good thoughts. Really a beautiful parable, leads into another one next week. And then the one after that in the last for the Feast of Christ King also is a beautiful, stunning conclusion to Matthew's gospel. I think this looks good. Anything
I think
else?
It's good enough.
Excellent.
Again, we don't know what happened yesterday night, but we pray for this country and that and for a peaceful transition or a peaceful continuation of the administration. We in the Catholic Church we have this tradition. Even on Good Friday, we pray for all our leaders in government. And we pray especially today. Not knowing the outcome, we pray especially for whatever happened.
Excellent. So I'll catch you next week. Would that be good?
Take care.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.